Героям слава. Дякую.
Заява президента Європейської комісії.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, dear Volodymyr. Thank you very much for hosting us here at this summit in Kyiv. I often say that Ukraine is a true inspiration for Europe. And this morning I had another reason to say this. I had the occasion to go with Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal to a post office at the Maidan. And we met there with plenty of people that came to exchange their old light bulbs into LED, modern light bulbs. It is part of our national and international effort to reduce energy consumption, and it is part of the donation of 50 million light bulbs, LED light bulbs, that we have promised. We have already reached the figure of 35 million that can be delivered. And it was amazing to see from the moment on, the message was out. In the first 3 days, I was told 750,000 Ukrainian citizens came to the post office, that was the nearest, exchanged their old light bulbs into modern LED light bulbs to be part of those who save energy and work for energy security. And I think this is symbolic because after this short visit on the Maidan and the post office, there was the air raid and we had to go to the shelter. And that shows the reality of every single day, the war reality that you are experiencing here over and over again. And I must say, if there was needed a living proof that Russia is suffering a massive strategic failure, but Ukraine is withstanding and is building its path towards the European Union, well, the fact that we are here for the 24th summit, Ukraine, European Union, amidst the war, but we are building, discussing and developing the future of Ukraine in the European Union, that is speaking more than 1,000 words. And it's very down to earth what we have done. This is, of course, also the war reality. You have to act today on the ground. Let's start with energy, for example. As I said, the 35 million LED bulbs are one example. If we take all of them, let's reach the figure of 50 million. If we are able to distribute them in the country, the saving equivalent of these 50 million LED light bulbs will be the power production by one nuclear reactor. So much can be done by simple means just to help save energy and replace it by better ones. We discussed, of course, much more how to support energy security. At the moment being, for example, generators are of utmost importance to keep the electricity running. So the delivery of 5,400 power generators is so far agreed. We repair infrastructure as much as we can immediately and keep the grid functioning. At the beginning of the war, when we connected our grids rapidly in record speed, 2 weeks, it was Ukraine that exported electricity to the European Union. Now it's the other way around. Ukraine needs electricity. And yes, we will provide you with 2 gigawatt electricity that you need with the help of all the member states. We are in one energy community already, and that is the solidarity, that is the European face that we want to show. The same goes for fast recovery. Helping now to repair the damages that Putin's bombs are doing to the energy infrastructure is one part, but the repair of buildings, of roads, of infrastructure, overall schools, hospital, is a daily job you have to do. And therefore it is so important that we start with the fast recovery immediately. This is embedded in the larger process of reconstruction. I am glad that we could announce that the first 1 billion for fast recovery will be provided. We have now our secretariat between Kyiv and the European Commission up and running. So the work can start immediately to make sure that the recovery is immediately on the ground deliverable. Of course, there's also the support for the economy. The state functions have to be maintained, salaries have to be paid, social benefits, the economy must run. So far, the European Union has provided, in hindsight, to Ukraine 50 billion, including the 18 billion that will be the regular payments per month to the budget support of Ukraine. But we were also discussing how we can increase the income, the revenue for the Ukrainian business and economy. One point is our security lanes. The security lanes are a big success. We strengthen them now with another billion. They are the transport routes for all the goods from Ukraine to the European Union in a fast priority lane. 25% of Ukraine's GDP last year has been transported through the solidarity lanes. In value, it's 20 billion that the revenues have provided. We will, of course, prolong the program of tariff-free access to the market, so goods can come tariff-free from Ukraine to the European Union. As it was last year, it will be this year. And Ukraine joining European programs, of course, with waiving the fees that would have been to be paid for these programs. Yes, we discussed also at this summit how to make Russia pay for the brutal destruction it is causing. We are exploring with our partners the options we have for that. The perpetrator must pay and must be held accountable. We are together in collecting the evidence of the war crimes. We have the prosecutors now in place. We are discussing what kind of institutional setup is necessary. But for us, it's important that we have the political will to make Russia pay for what it did to Ukraine. Russia is already, and Russia's society and economy is already paying a hard price because of the sanctions that we imposed. The 10th package is on its way. We have the aim to have it in place by the 24th of February. It has a volume of round about 10 billion euros. It's a massive package again. The plan is to focus once more on technology that can and should not be used by Russia's war machine. In other words, we look deeper into components that were found, for example, in drones to make sure that there's zero availability for Russia of these technologies or the drones production, for example, in Iran that we are following up closely. We will, as a third element, focus intensively on cutting circumvention. This is a topic. So here the 10th package will also have proposals to fight circumvention. Last, but certainly not least, we focused, of course, on Ukraine's accession path. Your determination to forge ahead is impressive. You're taking important steps with all the reforms forward to meet the recommendations. And we should not forget, you are doing this while you are fighting against an aggressor. We will continue to support you on every single step. We discussed the details. Besides reforms, it is important to have a good track record on implementation. I know you're working hard on that too. And rest assured that your progress will be reflected in our important enlargement report that is due in autumn for the member states. Listening to you, dear Volodymyr, Mr. President, I am confident that you will keep up the good pace because you know what is good for your country. And these reforms will anchor Ukraine in our families of free and liberal democracy. Slava Ukraine!
Героям слава!